You're Mountain Rock, Q94. Again, this hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. You're going to find them off Worley Drive. You'll also find Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer, Ava, and soon you're going to find them in Mountain Home, Arkansas. Right now, we're cruising on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, right off of Fout Road. Hey, you need to be sure and like their Facebook page and follow them, because lots of cool pictures Gary and Diane throws up there. But right now, it's Gary Ferracci with our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. How are you in this foggy, soon-to-be soggy, thirsty Thursday morning?
I'm wound up like a tomcat on catnip.
Oh, there you go.
Telling you right now, listen to me purr.
Time to get out and run around a little bit.
Scratch my belly, I'll claw you. That's kind of, I'm a typical cat. Hey, we've got some beautiful weather that's in front of us. You know, the weather's been very trying up to this point, you know, with the fog and the rain and the mist and, of course, before that, the frigid temperatures. But has people been doing much fishing?
No, it's kept a lot of people in, Gary, that's for sure, with the, you know, from being the frigid temperatures, and then we rolled into that rain, and then the fog, and we had that couple of days of real icy stuff. Yeah, it hasn't been good. Yesterday, I did talk to some people that went out, did some bass fishing, we gets it fishing, tube bait, and did rather well.
Yeah, the lake level looks pretty good at North Fork, 554.30. It's up 0.29, so it's in great shape.
Oh yeah, the lake's in great shape. And then I watch a couple of the guides and stuff. Like Borgman did good yesterday on plastic baits, and Chad did good out fishing, and he was using jigging for stripers and hybrids and stuff, and he did well. So yeah, and they've been going out a little bit later and being careful with the fog and stuff, you know. They're not going out at 7:30, 8 o'clock. They're waiting until 10 or 11. And from what I understand, that once they figure it out, the bite's been pretty good.
What about the crappie bite?
That's what I was saying with Borgman. They went out yesterday, and yeah, I said took them a minute to figure it out, but once they figured it out, yeah, they did very well. We got a couple limits yesterday.
Were they fishing brush piles or
brush piles with some plastic bait? Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So I had someone go out down here yesterday late morning and plastic and didn't do so well. He switched over to live bait and he started hitting them. So. You know, here we go.
Well, I'm going to bring up the radar because, you know, we've got some rain in the forecast for today. And, yeah, we're seeing that big blob of precipitation. So it's just creeping into your neck of the woods as well right now. But today's probably going to be kind of a wash. But, you know, as we head into the weekend, Sunday looks really good, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, we got some great weather. So you know, boy, I tell you what, people need to put some new line on the reels and make sure their boats are ready to go, because it's going to be on like Donkey Kong, ain't it?
Yeah, we're just going to be a nice little sneak preview of spring, you know. It'll get everybody's blood flowing and want to get out there and stuff. And like you said, get some new line on those reels and get out there. We got a week or two, 10 days of some really nice 50, low 60 degree weather. We got some nice days. But, you know, around here, I've seen snow the end of March. So.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, hey, look, yeah, winter's not over. We're just, you know, I don't know. I think old man winter and Mother Nature, they've split a bottle of rum or something, because, you know, they're a little bit out there, which is just fine. But it's going to be some beautiful weather to get out there and enjoy the lake. Now, Gary, folks are looking for a little escape. They just want to get away, unplug the cell phone, get away from the day-to-day hectic life. They can just kick back, ease back, and relax at the Bayou Resort. How can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, leave us a message, take a look at some of the pictures. There's some comments in there. There's a place where they can write us a little line and ask us to give them a call if they're interested in certain days. And then, of course, that's always our website, thebuyerresort.com. Mm-hmm. They can check that out. Or if they're in the area, just stop in and say hi.
Yeah, and your cabins are all pretty much self-contained, aren't they?
They are. They got everything in there. They're, the whole complete kitchen there, fridge, stove, oven, microwave, drip coffee pot, all that inside, and heat and air and full bathrooms and all. Yeah, everything's in there, pots, pans. Yep, just got to bring your food and yourself and your beverage of choice.
And you're within walking distance to the lake.
You can. Going down's not bad. Coming back up that hill, I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. I said, hey, it's all downhill. It's just coming back, you know.
Yeah, especially if you got to carry a bucket of fish back up. It's really tough.
You know, but it is. It's a great place. And, Gary, we appreciate you. Tell Diane I said howdy. And
I will.
And we'll be visiting with you guys real soon. And, of course, we'll give another fishing report next week, man.
All right, sounds good. You be careful.
All right, thank you, brother.